Though nonprofits have swooped in to offer aid in Ferguson, many residents are still reeling from the past 2 months of protests, property damage, and violence at night. St. Louis Public Radio's Dury Buscarin visited the Canfield Green apartment complex, where many residents are trying to settle into a new normal.
On a sunny morning in Ferguson, the boarded-up windows along West Florissant Avenue are starting to vanish, with sheets of hopeful-looking glass in their place. The days and nights tend to be calmer now than they were in August, but Christiana Jennings is still coping with the lasting effects of the past 2 months.
We were having to stay at family members in the surrounding area to 2 o'clock in the morning before we can even get to the comfort of our home. But I'm still supposed to pay taxes. I'm still supposed to pay my rent on time.
Jennings lives in the Canfield Green Apartments with her fiancé and 2 children. During the first weeks of the protests, Jennings struggled to find transportation to her job as a retail supervisor at the Cardinals team store in Busch Stadium. She says coworkers refused to drive her home late at night, and buses were often rerouted or late.
One bus that gets me to work on time, and if I miss that bus, I'm late to work.
Though she's supportive of the message the protesters are bringing, Jennings says the first weeks after the shooting were horrible. Soon afterwards, she lost her job.
You know, I was working for the Cardinals. I was feeling like that was an understanding organization, but when it all came down to it, they let me go. And, you know, I understand a business still has to run and things of that nature, but this is a life-changing event.
A spokesperson for the Cardinals team store says it's not the company's policy to fire someone based on transportation difficulties. But for Jennings and many residents in Canfield, life has changed.
Can you get you a bag? Well, here's a bag right here.
A community organization called Better Family Life has set up a tent on this street twice a week so residents can pick up supplies and see a counselor. A church drops off donations of food and diapers. This week, Better Family Life began moving into a more permanent location in the Liberty Tax Building on West Florissant. Coordinator William Hardrick says they're planning to stay at least 3 months.
We'll be up there. We'll be doing case management, job training. And some resume writing skills, and also still the food pantry.
Hardrick estimates Better Family Life serves about 200 people in the Canfield and North Winds apartments each week. 3 times as many people stopped by their tent during the first 2 weeks after the shooting, when stores were closed, public transit was limited, and residents were mourning the loss of a neighbor and friend. But even with fewer people to help, Hardrick says there's still a long road ahead before Ferguson rebuilds.
When this whole situation happened, it put a spotlight on the need in Ferguson. These people need help. They need jobs. They need resources. They need money. They need daycare. They need child care assistance.
But even with the help coming in, many people are eager to move out of the neighborhood.
We gotta go fast. We gonna win.
Near their home in the North Winds apartments, Lucretia Lane is taking a walk with her 3-year-old son, Charles. She grew up in Ferguson, but plans to move away as soon as she can.
I'm going to move to get away from it, but I don't want to because I feel like I shouldn't have to get ran out of where I stay.
Lane says she worries that the protests will escalate if the officer who shot Michael Brown is not indicted.
If there isn't justice, then everything's going to go up in smoke. So it's like that's the only thing that I'm afraid of and that I fear, like, for my son.
It's a feeling shared by many in this town, and Lane says she knows many of her neighbors are also making plans to move. In Ferguson, I'm Dury Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.